Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, hope is the virtue whereby the individual desires and strives for heaven as something which is possible, but not guaranteed. So, hope involves three things. First, an active pursuit of God in heaven. Second, the realization that the attainment of heaven is possible. After all, if it wasn't possible to get to heaven, why would anyone even try to get there? And third, the realization that failing to attain heaven is also possible. After all, if getting to heaven was guaranteed, why would you have to try to get there? So a vigorous hope implies an awareness that hell is a live option. But many people think it's not a good idea to bring up hell. Why do you think people wouldn't want to think about hell? Well, I think there are probably four primary reasons why people don't want to talk about hell. First, many people think no one but Hitler goes to hell, so why worry about it? Second, they think, how could a good God keep anyone out of heaven? Third, how could a good God design an eternal torture chamber and actually put people there to suffer in agony forever? And finally, they think, even if there were a hell, how could thinking about it make us better Christians? These are very reasonable concerns, so let's take them one by one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So people may think, no one really goes to hell, so why think about it? But Mary, the Mother of God and our spiritual mother, she knows hell is real and that people go there, and she has come repeatedly to warn us about this tragic possibility of the abuse of human freedom. In her memoirs, Sister Lucia related the first part of the secret of Fatima. She said, Our Lady opened her hands once more, and the rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form. and we heard their shrieks and groans and pain of despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. And then, terrified as if to plead for help, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go." So the first part of The Secret of Fatima confirmed the tragic reality that souls go to hell as a consequence of the abuse of freedom. And then 1 month later, on August 19th, 1917, Our Lady again appeared, and she said to the three children, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell, because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them." Wow, that's astonishing that the Mother of God came and said, "Many souls go to hell." And it's what made her sad. And then think of the prayer that we pray at the end of every decade. "O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy." That's the prayer that Our Lady taught the children right after she gave them the vision of hell. So why would she give us the prayer and command us to say it if people don't go there? This is what happens if we're not actively striving for union with Jesus in heaven. And that's the sin of despair. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Or some people think, how could a good God keep anyone out of heaven? Well, he doesn't. God sends no one to hell. If you genuinely desire God and heaven and seek union with him, then that is precisely what he'll give you. But some people do not desire God. Some people don't want to spend time with God in prayer or at Mass, and they don't want to encounter God in their duties or in the poor. They just don't like it. Sin is to turn away from God. And when we make turning away from God into a habit, it results in an aversion for God, a real dislike for him. So every time people like this are forced to think about God, they don't like it. They don't want to, and they find all kinds of ways to avoid it because they don't want God. Well, if that becomes a habit, then it becomes our nature. It becomes who we are. Then, when we die and see God, if we've done this to ourselves, we won't want him then, just like we don't want him now. This is why sin leads people to pray less, to go to Mass less, to take care of the poor and the defenseless less. But on the flip side, the more we spend time with God, the more we like him. And then we make it a habit. We make it our nature to like him, to desire him, to choose him. So when we die, then when we see him, we want him. And God will give us what we wanted. It's very simple. God just gives us what we want. We got to just make sure we want the right thing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And some people think, or they wonder, how could a good God design an eternal torture chamber and actually put people there to suffer in agony forever? Now, everybody knows Scripture talks about the fires of hell, and as we just said, the children of Fatima saw the flames of hell. But we know that these fires and flames don't primarily signify physical pain, for the simple reason that fallen angels or demons and human souls in hell, they have no physical body. And it's not clear, at least to me, how you could set an angel or a soul on fire any more than you could set a thought or a feeling on fire. I mean, how do you set something immaterial on fire? But then, why this familiar imagery of fire? Well, we all use metaphorical torture language to describe deep emotional psychological suffering. We might say, it's killing me, or it's eating me alive, or it's tearing me apart. Now imagine the psychological pain that comes from knowing you've ruined everything, and that you can never even hope to be happy again, that you'll never rejoice with another soul, you'll never love, you'll never even want to love again. I mean, how do you capture that type of pain? You might say something like, it's like I'm on fire. It's like a hideous burning that never stops. The point is, hell isn't a place where God tortures us. It's a place where we torture ourselves, where we continuously and eternally resolve never to be happy. And that is awful to think about. But if we're honest with ourselves, we can think of times we've done that before, where we've thrown a fit and hurt a relationship and made ourselves miserable out of our own pride and self-will. There's an old saying, you cut off your nose to spite your face. But now is our time to stop that impulse. Now is the time to stop ourselves from becoming frightful and permanent monsters of selfishness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So hell isn't God kicking us out of heaven. It's us choosing to live without love. And hell isn't God torturing us. It's us making ourselves miserable. So why even think about it? The point of reflecting on hell is not to motivate us to love out of a fear of punishment or even suffering. The point of meditating on hell is to remind us that we have this amazing gift. It's called freedom. And if we abuse that gift, it can have horrific results. It can result in a selfishness that's permanent. And that kind of reminder does motivate love. Every so often, it's good to remember, if I don't keep fighting my sins, my vices, my selfishness, if I let them get the best of me, they'll ruin my life. They'll ruin me. And they'll turn me into an abomination. And then I think, I don't want that. And then I pray, please, God, Save me from myself. Please, God, help me to love better. Please, God, make me into the kind of person who, when his life ends, chooses happiness with you and everyone else. That's how, surprisingly, meditating on hell, at least occasionally, can strengthen our resolve to really desire and strive after union with God. And that's what hope is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, kind of odd to ask you what your thoughts on hell are.
I don't want to say only good thoughts. No, this whole meditation was just a very important reminder that I can't just spend all my time focusing on getting myself in order, but really praying for souls in purgatory. And for people that are currently on the path towards hell.
Yeah.
Because striving towards sainthood doesn't just mean I'm going to get myself, essentially, to a lifeboat. It's really trying to get as many people as possible. And I think I've gotten so focused on, oh, check mark, I've done this, and check mark, I've done that. I'm feeling pretty good about this. But I've also become so satisfied that I become a little indifferent to where the deeper struggle is, where as hard as it is to get ourselves in line, it's so much harder because we don't have control over others, but it is harder to even lead or make a difference in the lives of others and focus on their good.
It's really a hard balance, especially when it comes to our loved ones, our children, our siblings, our friends, to do all that we can to help them toward heaven, but at the same time, not worry.
Yeah. And part of that is intense amounts of prayer.
And sacrifice.
Prayer and sacrifice. Yeah.
I've always been, and it literally stopped me dead in my tracks when I was in Fatima in the oak grove where the August 19th apparition took place. And there's that statue of Our Lady, and under the statue, the plaque with her very striking and simple statement that day, because I was walking by, I looked at it, where she said, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them."
Mm.
I had to literally do a double and triple take to let that sink in.
Yeah, sacrifices are something I've forgotten about almost entirely, and just the sheer power that they have, not only for souls, but for ourselves.
This is what Jesus said to Saint Faustina. He said, you will win more souls through prayer and sacrifice than will a missionary by his preaching.
Yeah.
But we got to remember
this.
That's
a good reminder.
So, okay, let's get really practical. Because we all have family and friends and colleagues who are just disinterested in God, which is so dangerous, and we're worried about them. So first of all, we have to realize that worry is not helpful. Worry is not an act of love. We have to take action. So what action do we take? Well, first of all, we got to stay in relationship with these people. And we got to delight in them. We got to help them to know that it's good that they exist. And then staying in friendship, proving to them we know them, we understand them, we love them, we care for them. Once they experience that, they'll be more open to maybe questions we might pose. We should get better at posing questions to make them think.
Yeah, it's not a question so I can know more about you and judge you harder, but just questions so that we both can think and reflect.
Yeah.
And just to get to know each other, because that is a good in its own right.
Yeah. And, but so often our words are not enough to move people. So often our example and our words are not enough to move people. And this is where we have to really concentrate on prayer and sacrifice. The most powerful prayer to offer for someone you're concerned about is to go to daily Mass, Sunday Mass or daily Mass. That's the infinite perfect prayer of Jesus. And then to offer every rosary for them. But sacrifice. And sacrifice, we have a constant flow of opportunities for sacrifice because life gives us a constant flow of things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. If we would just learn to accept those opportunities and offer them up specifically for loved ones, we got a constant flow of stuff to sacrifice.
That's so true. I was just earlier today, I was thinking about, I feel like every day I feel at least 20% bad.
Oh, yeah.
For one reason or another. And it's such a small thing. I'm not incapacitated by it. It's just enough to offer up. And instead, I'm just trying to pray it away so hard. And it's still good to feel better. It's obviously not right for a person to constantly feel bad. But I feel like in the interim, while I'm working on all of that, why not offer up what I currently can't change?
Yeah, because we have all this opportunity. We waste our suffering.
Absolutely.
I'm a little bit afraid, though, that if I if I accept and offer up, God will be like, hey, there's a willing participant. He'll give me more. I'm like, I don't want more.
You're going to get it either way. I think that's the nature of it. That's how we see it, or that's our fear. But it's actually more like those things are going to happen either way.
That's true.
And it's whether or not we use them.
Yeah.
Because almost every time that I'm experiencing that, it's in a moment where, let's say I even am a little incapacitated by it. Okay, I can't do anything else now. So I might as well do something which is offered up. If I'm like, oh, I'm so distracted, it's really hard to pray in Mass right now. I feel so terrible. Okay, your job is just to offer it up.
Yep, that's exactly right. But we do, we lose so many opportunities because we worry. Worry is not an act of love. It's not helpful to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a sin. Jesus told us over and over, don't worry. Instead, every time we're tempted to worry, this is what we should do. Every time we catch ourselves worried, just immediately say a prayer for that person and offer some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that'd be a good prompt. Every time you're worried about a loved one, say a prayer, offer a sacrifice. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.